Check one, two.
So you can hand me a mask?
I can hand you one, yeah.
But you can't hand me the drink without a mask?
You've got to wear a mask.
How does that make any sense?
That's what I just need you to wear a mask. Do you mind?
Well, if you can hand me a mask, why can't you just hand me the drink?
I can hand you the mask.
Pain Podcast, Pain of the Morning on a Friday. A prophetic question asked years earlier. Where have all the good times gone? Well, we can't answer these things definitively. Or we do know that if you've tuned in here today with another Friday episode with Maria Albanese, at least the good times are here for the foreseeable future as far as gaining intel, gaining all the good things that make you smart and able to outsmart the criminals running this country and in many cases running in this world. So that's where the good times have gone for the time being. But the larger question, well, we can't help with that. All we can control is what we can control. And that's what I've been telling folks for that for a long time.
Brother, it's really out of sight here. Didn't even rain. No buttons to push. All right, now I want to dedicate this song to everybody here with hearts, any kind of hearts and ears.
So we're coming off a Thursday show where I was under the weather, man. I don't know what the hell happened. I'm back, though. I bounce back. I'm like a rubber chicken, baby. Doing the right things, taking the right things. Like a rolling stone, so to speak. What do we got for tonight? Man, I'll tell you, we talk about so many good things tonight with Maria. And just the freedom to speak. It's a lost art form. And for the folks on our platform, Pain.TV, we had a big hot wire last night. And that went well, just to get some intel out into your hands. And of course, I see a lot of things. I'm glad we did it when we did it, because it seems to be the trend, talking about some of those things we discussed last night are in the news today. So it's good to be timely, etc. And hope you put that intel to good use as best as you can. Even if it's just planting a seed, that works sometimes too. Let's just kick this thing off by the President of the United States today, standing in front of the press, reading off a teleprompter, excited about being able to stick a needle into little kids with an experimental gene therapy that they're passing off fraudulently, by the way, as a vaccine. But hey, why ruin a good scheme with facts? Let's go to the videotape. Oh, and of course, he takes no questions whatsoever. And the dopey media lets him get away with it every time, because they're stupid, sycophant robots. But anyway, it's Friday. Calm down, Payne. I know what you're saying. Let's go to videotape. And then off to the races.
I've just been briefed by my COVID-19 team on the progress we're making on our fight against the virus. It's working. We're making progress. The vaccine requirements that we started rolling out in the summer are working. They're working. Every day, we see more businesses implementing vaccination requirements, and the mounting data shows that they work. Strictly made based on the science. That decision will be based on the science. These boosters are free. I'll say it again. They're free, available, and convenient to get. The plan I laid out in September is working. My team and I are doing everything we can. Thank you very much.
Mr. Doctor, you just started on an FDA commission.
Mr. President, what's your message
for the Black Lives Matter workers on strike?
Of course, I can sit here all day and play absurd videos to you. But let's try to get some useful intelligence into your hands instead. On Friday, that's been what we've been doing. It's been working very well, and we're back with another session to try to tackle that and many different items you're not going to find anywhere else, for the most part, at least not the way we break it down. So I'm looking forward to rolling that out to you folks. Flooded with emails today about Andy McCabe, former FBI deputy director and director for a long time, interim director. I told you, folks. I told you. I'm the only voice in the wilderness out here saying nobody's going to jail. Nobody's going to get jammed up. It's a protection racket. It's all set up. They protect each other. All the way from the White House, yes, believe it or not, down to the FBI. It's all fucking show. It's all show. It's the greatest show on earth. That's why you have folks from Australia, folks from the UK, folks from Italy, folks from Canada, folks from Germany. They're so interested in what goes on here in U.S. politics, because it is a circus. And just like any circus, it's scripted. We have our clowns we talk about on a regular basis. We have our sideshows. We have our backroom deals, just like a circus. We have our ringleaders like Fauci. And we have our circus benefactors. No longer P.T. Barnum. Instead, we have guys like Bill Gates. And it goes on and on and on. The greatest show on earth. That's why everybody loves to watch it. Of course, we don't like it so much. We have a front row seat to the corruption and everything else, and I could pontificate. But it's Friday. I'm not going to do that. It's just rude. When the crowd turns on you, it's just, but I'm from Philadelphia. You're used to the crowd turning on you. You've seen it. The same crew who boos Santa Claus at football games and pelts him with snowballs. I'm a product of my environment. Give me a break. I told you folks, don't get your panties in a wad that these FBI guys were laughing at all of us. I was called a maniac, etc. I'm the only fucking guy who knows what he's talking about here. Speaking of that, I talked about some time ago of the robot in the Giant's supermarket. Giant. It was stalking me, trying to kill me. The robot's name is Marty. Okay. So the Young Bucks told me today, hey, something came in the mail for you, Chief. And I said, oh, gee, is it ticking? That's my first response. Is it ticking? No, it's Marty. A plush robot. If you don't know what Marty looks like, here's what he looks like here on the video. Pain.tv. This is Marty the robot, my friend, who literally is trying to kill me on a regular basis. In fact, I discussed this with somebody else locally. Marty zips around the grocery store. I guess he looks for spills and other things like this. I'm not the only person that he's gone after on a regular basis and stalked while in the grocery store. Another local woman we know has reported that she tried to lure Marty out into the parking lot by dropping potato chips, and she damn near got him out of the store. The hope was that Marty would get lost and confused and end up on the highway, perhaps run over by a truck. But one of our listeners has sent me a reminder that life is fragile right here, and you can be stalked at any time by a robot. And sadly enough, that seems to be the growing sentiment in this country, everything that's going on. So thank you for sending me Marty the robot. I was laughing a good 20 minutes today. That's fantastic. We have great people here, I swear to God. Folks listening are funny. They got great sense of humor. And the folks working for us obviously get a kick out of things that I say on the air and then listeners pick up on. And we appreciate these kind of gifts, man. It's humbling that people send you stuff. And yes, we checked it for cameras and microphones. So, as one of the guys who works for me said, we all carry cameras and microphones around in our pocket. What the hell are you talking about? I said, it's an interesting perspective. Puts it, breaks it down enough for us, all right? So thanks for Marty, and thanks for the laugh. I needed it. I needed it today. After bouncing back from being a little under the weather, a little stomach flu, I guess it was. Whatever it was. I feel pretty good today. Actually, I feel almost back to normal. And I'm looking forward to the weekend and so much stuff to do around here, just like your house. Hot wire coming this weekend sometime. Maybe Sunday night. Another hot wire. We just had a hot wire. That's okay. That's on paint.tv. Let's talk to Maria. And I'll be here listening again with Marty, my newfound friend. Marty's already been put to good use. I turned my back briefly today, and one of the guys was beating the other guy with Marty. If you turn Marty upside down, I've been told by the Young Bucks that it makes a good hammer when you're trying to settle an argument. If we all had one of these for politicians out there, everybody walked around with one of these, you get a little Marty upside the head. And perhaps we'd have a better fighting chance, but let's talk to Maria. And let's do that. And we thank you for everything you do for us, man, on Pain.tv and on Thomas Paine Podcast. If you're not on Pain.tv, jump in, man. We get those folks are keeping it real on there, man. What a community. They're keeping it real. And wherever these social media companies decided to clamp down on everybody's free speech, where these guys have picked up the torch and they run with it, true pundit style torch. And we appreciate it. I I talk about it tonight with Maria. So enough of me yapping. I'll say now early to you as I depart from the video portion. Take care of yourself and God bless you.
Hello.
Hey, what's hey.
Good evening. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hanging in there.
Yeah. You feeling all right?
I don't know. The weekend's coming up, so we'll be able to bounce back on the weekend. And
I hope so.
It's just like some stupid stomach thing with some stew. We had some stew here, and then I got crazy. I said, oh, I forgot to take my niacin. And I took the niacin with the stew, and then everything went downhill from there.
Oh.
I think it had to do with the niacin in the stew. I don't know. But my mistake, now I know how to separate these things and not rush around.
Well,
so
I mean, I don't think it. I mean, they tell you to take it after you eat.
Maybe it was my wife's shitty stew. Can I say that on air? Can I say that on air?
Are you the only one that is affected?
Yeah. The only dummy who got sick. But that's the way it is. It's a great weight loss program, I'm finding out, though. When you get really sick, it's like, hey.
I'm sorry.
It's probably just easier to exercise. It's probably just easier to exercise than to put your body through that. But it happened last night, right before I was turning on the mic to do Hotwire. And I was like, oh, here we go. You know, it's going to set me back a little bit. And then I had to do that, and I had to do the other show. And I'm like, well, I actually thought about canceling both of them last night and say, you know what, show must go on. And I started thinking about my mom. You know, my mom would have said, well, what are you talking about? Get up and go to work. You'll feel better as the day goes on. So I said, yeah, you know what? I'll do that, Mom, all the time.
And you worked through COVID. That had to be worse.
Oh, man. When the whole house had it, and I had it the least, so they're like looking to me.
You didn't want anybody to know, so it was very quiet, and you were running around taking care of everybody.
Yeah,
and then doing the show.
That was a good 3-week stretch. I don't want to do that again. I have to tell you, a lot of my people I know who gave me a hard time about getting the jab, not getting the jab, blah blah blah. You know. They got the jabs, and they're not doing so well. So,
I'm not surprised.
And I got no time for them, Maria. I got no time for them because I said to one guy I know pretty well, if I got sick, you'd be making fun of me.
That's
you wouldn't
right.
be helping me. So I got no time for this. I have to move on. You know, if you get really banged up and you can't get on the mend, then I'll step in and tell you what to do. Because I'll tell you what, no matter what I tell these people to do, they're not going to do it anyhow. So why should I waste my time?
and that's exactly right. I mean, and the mentality is so disgusting because we've been witnessing this for so long that when we hear this, the unvaccinated hear that the vaccinated are sick or dying or whatever, you know, we say, oh my gosh, that's terrible. I wish they didn't get that. If they hear that an unvaccinated person is sick, they're like, ha ha, that's what you get.
Yeah, it's
you could have
twisted.
Taken the vaccine. It's mental. It is disgusting. But I see it every day, every single day, because I follow so many different accounts that are tracking this stuff. And it's been busy. It's been a busy week. More, I think there was a marathon, the Boston Marathon runner. I think had cardiac arrest. Then there was a young college boy.
He probably wasn't healthy. Marathon runners aren't known to be healthy.
It was a woman.
She wasn't healthy.
Exactly. And then there was a 21-year-old University of Georgia boy had breakthrough. He died. I think his name was Sean Kuhn. Yeah, I mean,
it's rare. It's rare.
And then Fauci said something like that. He was on something with C-SPAN. It was Fauci and CDC. And that's what he was saying. He was saying something that the, let me see if I could find it, because it was really annoying. Something about it being rare.
Yeah, right.
The long-term effects, saying that the long-term effects are rare. And so I put a tweet out that said, I wish all of the vaccine injured. You know how we're seeing protests all over the world about the passports and about the vaccines? Well, I think it's time that all the vaccine injured show up at the NIH in protest. But even those that died, have their family members show up with big posters and give a visual to the world that this is not rare.
A lot of the family members still can't put it together. They're dopes.
I'm even talking about the ones that have put it together, that know they lost their loved one to this. I've watched, it's really incredible to watch people on the left that are injured, and they're coming out and saying they're injured, and they're being attacked, they're being canceled. That's something to watch, because they're totally stunned by this, because they know they're not lying. But
they get fact checked. They get fact checked on their own health. That's not accurate. No, that's not accurate. These what?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking lymphoma. We're talking things that are proven, like right after you're healthy. I'm talking about people that exercise every day, that are very healthy, and they now have lymphoma or some form of cancer. And if they talk about it, they're told not to talk about it because they don't want to create the vaccine hesitancy. But they are truly, we're used to being poo-pooed on, but they're truly in a state of shock because they cannot believe how their own side, you know, turns against them. Like, how dare you say that? You have no proof of that. It's insane. It's insane to watch, but it's a good thing to watch because they need to see that. Even Jimmy Dore, you know, he went on Last American Vagabond, and that was a very good interview. Because he talked about how he wasn't afraid of it, then he became afraid of it because he does have compromised health, and then his doctor talked him into it, and he did it, and he became sick. And he became sick with what they would call long COVID, even though you never had COVID. And he's being treated with some doctors now, but he's not 100%. But he was attacked for just mentioning, hey, I'm having these weird symptoms.
Yeah.
And boom, they were like, shut up. How dare you?
Well, I think Bruce Willis had the comment in Die Hard. Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah. And that's really what I'm seeing with some of these people. I still think that they're going to be, the Jimmy Dore interview was fascinating because he talks about how he did zero research, zero. He had a compromised health. He knew he was going to take the vaccine. That's all he knew. He didn't want to know anything negative about it because he knew he was going to take it. So now that he's sick and he went and investigated, now he's happy to share all of the negative things that he found out about it. But he's proving how many people do this. They don't investigate until it's too late. And they don't want to listen to the other side that's trying to warn you to get out of the way of the freight train that's coming. They don't want to listen because it's the other side saying it.
Well, they're being manipulated. I mean, it does take a genius. Like, I just break this down. If you're on the fence, and folks out there could still be on the fence. We started out, and they said we need to flatten the curve so that we don't overwhelm the hospital system. And now, a year later, they're firing nurses and doctors and hospital personnel so that we overwhelm the hospital system. And while you're at it, we'll ban all effective treatments so that we really overwhelm our hospital system even more. So it's one lie after another. And often, as we found out, these guys don't even make sense. Nothing makes sense. They're just winging it when it comes to a lot of this stuff. But people are out there and they listen to what these idiots say, and then they wonder why they get sick.
Right, and we talked about propaganda last week, and it's just every day it gets worse and worse. And I think it was Joe Rogan that had Gupta on from CNN. And that was pretty good because, you know, he called him out on quite a few things. I thought very embarrassing for Gupta. But then Gupta goes back on CNN with Don Lemon, and they continue to mock.
Pick up right where they left off. It's all a show. I was up there doing something, and a buddy of mine said, hey, come up to New York. This is a while back. And we ran into what's his name on the street? Van Jones.
Van
was like a different guy. And then he was going out having a couple beers, and we were talking to him, and he's like, it's an act, man. Don't you get it? This is an all act. I'm not like that. You know, because a guy I was with was like in his face, and he was like, don't you understand how this works? Like, we get in arguments on the set, and then we pat each other on the back afterwards. Hey, man, that was good. You know, hey, I'll see you later. I mean.
No, it's 100% true, because I know people that go to Politicon, and when they're all in that green room, they are all yucking it up and slapping each other on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Making plans to go on vacation together. And I used to say years ago when Fox had started The Five, there was, what was his name? Bob Beckel. It was Bob Beckel seat. I used to call it the Bob Beckel seat. Anybody that sat in that chair, it was their role.
That was the role.
To play that was the role.
He was the heel. He was
the
liberal heel. It was like, it's just like that's wrestling, right. Professional wrestling.
That's right. And even Juan Williams, if you remember Juan, when he used to sit in for Bill O'Reilly in the 8 o'clock spot back in the old days of Fox, Juan was pretty good. He minded his P's and Q's, and, you know, he did the job of that 8 o'clock hour. But as soon as he had to sit in the Bob Beckel seat, well, he just became crazier and crazier and crazier.
And then you see...
Now, crazier to us behind the scenes, they're like, good job, Juan. You really pushed buttons today.
And then you see Geraldo. He phases in and out of that seat whenever they need him. He'll show up and say something completely out of control. And then the next day, he'll say something, and people are like, oh, I like him again.
I love him. Yeah, just like they did with politicians. You know, we hate you, we love you. Again, the United States of amnesia. They don't remember when you hated this politician 2 years ago or 5 years ago. Now they make one statement, you know, that aligns with your thinking, and all of a sudden, you know, they're gangstagram, you know, with the sunglasses, and you know, they've had the ability with technology to turn all of these people into comic book superheroes. And, you know, up and coming people to politics as they were 5 years ago, they didn't know the background on a lot of these politicians, because people that came to politics just because of Trump, they had a lot to learn, and a lot of them still have a lot to learn because they still stayed in that little tunnel for 5 years. But they don't know things of 20 years ago, 30 years ago. They don't know, you know, the roles some of these politicians have played.
They don't even know how many people Fauci killed in the 80s.
That's 100% correct.
It's insane. It really is. The guy's a killer. He's a sanctioned killer. I mean, give me a break.
We have a lot of them. We have a lot of them right now. I mean, he's just the head, but we're starting to see the ramp up of things. They were talking. Oh, did you see in Germany? Someplace in Germany, they now have a they've okayed it for the supermarkets to ban unvaccinated people.